It feels amazing to be back. You know, this is home. This is all I know as a pro. And you know, I'm connected to this place on a totally different level. So, you know, this is the place I want to be. This is, you know, where I would want to spend my whole career if I can. So it feels good to be back. It was fun. Like, it was fun. I was like, whatever happens, I'm going to be blessed and grateful. And, you know, it's a childhood dream. As stressful as it is and as much pressure and, you know, how many roller coasters of emotions you could go on throughout the free agency process, I was able to just keep my mindset on the fact that, you know, it's a blessing to be in this position. And, you know, I'll be super grateful for whatever come my way. You know, last year I feel like I was, you know, getting the training wheels off, you know, of myself in a way. Just coming back from, like, you know, literally dying on the field to, you know, playing again in a significant role, a starting role, playing a full season again for the first time, you know, just filling myself out. I feel like it was a year of that. And I feel like I had a lot of success on the field. So to see where I can take it from, you know, knowing that's where I was within myself to, you know, just growing into another year and being able to see what I did and develop myself into what I want to become this upcoming year. I'm excited for that journey. I've done it in every level, you know, high school, college, and, you know, now the pros, being able to just get a full load underneath me and then be able to build on it. I just want to just continue to grow off of what I did last season. You know, I know it was a lot of, you know, play ops and a lot of plays, you know, to be made on top of the ones that I feel like I already made. So, you know, just to continue to grow, to be a leader on this team, you know, fifth year presence, you know, that's a very long time, especially, you know, in the NFL, which they say is not for long. So, you know, just to continue to grow and develop with my teammates, I think, going back to your other question as far as free agency, that was probably one of the most nerve-wracking things was, you know, just the bond we built here with my teammates, just to, like, you know, separate from those. It was messing with me emotionally. So I'm super glad to be back with my brothers and, you know, just continue to work the way that we already do.
Mark, can you take us through your conversations with Brandon Bean, starting maybe at the end of the year, exit interview, and how we got to this point when you signed?
You know, it was always a conversation of, you know, I was wanted here and I appreciated that. And it was always known that I had a home here no matter what. So, you know, I just appreciate the relationship I'm able to have with them, the clarity that I can get with them just off of a phone call. You know, I feel like I could call Bean at any second of the day and talk to him about anything alongside Coach McDermott, too. So, you know, I always had a home here and, you know, I'm trusted to play valuable snaps and I'm trusted, you know, to go out there and make plays for my team, which, you know, that's the ultimate thing you want as a player.
You mentioned the bond that you built with a lot of people here. One of those people seems to be Cole Bishop, who reacted to your signing. What was it like getting to know him last year and how much does he mean to you?
It was super dope getting to know Cole. He means a lot to me, you know, just coming in as a young guy in the room that, you know, has already been shaped by so much culture and, you know, so many great players that have walked the journey before him. And, you know, he was all ears and he was just a lot of love. Like, Cole has one of the biggest hearts. You know, he loves everybody and he's all in on his teammates, you know, and he fits in here with us well. So, you know, I'm super excited to get back to work with him. We joke around a lot. So, you know, Cole's my man. That's my baby bro for sure. That's a good question. But I think, you know, at the end of the day, you know, that's what we do here. Like you said, you know, we eliminate explosives. That's, you know, one of our cornerstones of our DB room of what we talk about. So, you know, I think just having that mindset right there, you know, there's opportunities to make plays within, you know, that in itself. As far as if you're in position to take away the explosive, you know, teams are going to try their explosives no matter what. So if you're already in position of taking away the explosive, you know, whenever they take their shot, you know, you should be in position to be able to take it away. So I think there's plays to be made within following the scheme and the system. So I'm at the point where I can understand that and know how to make plays within doing my job. We had a lot of conversations and a lot of interest, which was pretty cool, you know what I mean, to be able to get back. Like, man, I'm coming from, like, not knowing if I would be able to play football again. So to, you know that I had what it took still and to actually go after it and chase it and make it happen to be able to be out there this year, like, and for teams to respect my body of work. After going through so much, was like, it was just cool. Like, I was just appreciative of everything, regardless of if it worked out or not. So there was a lot of interest from a few teams, which I was, you know, greatly appreciative of. But ultimately, you know, coming back here and, you know, staying where I'm comfortable. I know the system. I've been here. I can be a leader on this team. And, you know, we have a chance to win. I think that's my biggest thing of why I'm still playing and why I want to be here is I want to win. And I'm a winner. You know, playing this game and not winning games makes this thing a thousand times harder, which it's already hard within itself. So, you know, I'm just that's a big part of, you know, coming back as well. Yeah, I talked to Dane today on the phone. I've been talking to Dane, like, every day for the past couple weeks, you know, just about life. Like, that's really my brother. You know, we've been knowing each other since knee-high. So, you know, that's really my brother, and it's just a genuine relationship. Like, we can go months without talking, and we can call and talk about all of our problems, whether it's, you know, football, whether it's, you know, girls, whether it's, you know, anything. He's always there for me, and I appreciate that. So, you know, I've been keeping up with him, and you know, I'm super excited for him to, you know, get what he deserves on his journey as well.
Jamar, a lot of guys talk about free agency as being very stressful and going through that. You seem to have embraced it, saying you're, you know, hey, for what I went through, to me, that if you didn't go through what you went through, do you think you'd still embrace it so much, or did that give you a different perspective on that? If that makes sense.
That's a great question. I would say, you know, going through what I went through definitely gave me more perspective, but I feel like I was already like perspective first kind of person just growing up and coming from where I came from, because, you know, it always wasn't, you know, sunshine and bright skies, you know, coming up out of my environment. So, you know, I always had to keep a positive mindset to, you know, give myself the energy to keep going and get what I want out of, you know, whatever situation. So, yeah, I definitely always had, you know, a good perspective. But, you know, just having everything snatched away from you and not knowing, you know, what the future holds definitely, you know, made me, like, no matter what goes on, a couple deep breaths and, you know, a call with my mom and my dad will cure the world for me. I ain't gonna lie. You know, just stressed out. They just want the best for their kid. They just want the best for their son. And I appreciate that. But, you know, they're in my corner no matter what. And, you know, they walked this whole journey down with me from start to finish. And, you know, I owe them everything in my life for real. I'm super excited. We're building a home back at home for them in Pittsburgh right now. So a couple of days ago, I got to see them laying the foundation to it of, you know, our new home. So it's just accumulation of, you know, them putting sacrifice into me at a young age and, you know, reaping the benefits of it. So life's good for the Hamlin family. I ain't gonna lie.
Jamar, you said one of the reasons you want to come back is because you're comfortable here. What makes you comfortable in Buffalo and then in this organization?
Well, I would say, you know, just speaking of Buffalo in general, I always tell everybody on the outside world when they ask me about the snow and the weather and, you know, all of the things that people, like, you know, pinpoint about Buffalo being what it is. And I always tell them, like, I love Buffalo. Like, this is my peace away from the world. Safe here, you know, everybody treats me normal. Like, I'm not bothered by anybody, you know, like, people truly love me here. And, you know, just adding on to that, you know, the weather, I feel like I learned how to use it to my advantage. You know, people don't want to come here December, January, late in the year and play football. It's a different type of animal. You know, you got to be really, really, really built different to be able to do that. And I feel like I learned how to use it to my advantage. So, you know, I really love being here. So, you know, on and off the field, man, it's my peace away from the world. And, you know, we have all the resources here in the building to do whatever we want to do in the world and be as successful as we want to be and take it as far as we want to be, from the training room to the weight room to Chapel to Dr. Daz to Lynn, man, everybody, you know, it's everybody's invested into the players here. So, you know, this is the place to thrive and become whatever you want to become.
Talk about all the members of the organization. Eddie Kellington moves on to Carolina. Obviously, you two will always be connected.
Yeah.
Can you give your perspective on him moving on and what he meant to you while he was here?
Denny meant the world to me. Like, every morning, you know, coming in our, you know, 7 a.m. stretch, full body stretch to Denny, you know, cracking my toes to cracking my neck to, you know, just stretching my whole body out, man. And our just one-on-one talks that we would always have. Like, Denny was, you know, one of the most locked in people, one of the most focused on his craft individuals that I've ever met. He's helped me through a lot of, like, small injuries that I've had under the radar, just to keep me going and keep me feeling the best that I can feel. So, you know, I love Denny, man. He's definitely a stand-up human being. But to see him, you know, go on and further his career, you know, increase his role within the organization, I'm super excited for him. And, you know, another thing that was going through my head as I was dealing with free agency, I was telling myself that I wasn't going to allow the business of the NFL to dictate my relationships with anyone within it. As far as my teammates, as far as, you know, Denny, my trainers, as far as anyone that I build a relationship wherever I'm at, you know, I didn't want to allow the business and the nature of the business of people moving around and shifting hats to control my relationships with anybody. So, you know, I've been working my phone more than normal, just calling people just to, like, continue those relationships and just let people know that, like, I'm here for you regardless of, you know, if we're under the same roof or not.
What about Bobby Babbage and Joe Dana? How much did you want to make sure that, you know, being part back with them again, how much they've influenced you to be part?
Super influenced me. Like, Bobby Babbage is the reason, one of the biggest reasons I'm in the room. You know, he was the safeties coach who ultimately said he wanted to, you know, choose me my rookie year. So, you know, I'm super thankful for him and to have him at the DC and truly know me for who I am as a football player through and throughout is important to me. You know, and the relationship that I built with Joe over the past two seasons is just like an extreme good one. Like Joe's a true leader of the room. Like he keeps it real. He keeps it honest. He keeps it solid. And, you know, I enjoyed the dynamic that we had all season with him, you know, just kind of running our DB room. It was, you know, he puts a lot of trust in the players and he believes in his guys and his development, you know, week in, week out, just as far as, like, the things we were doing at practice that would help show up in the game. It was pinpoint on. And, you know, as a player, you know, that's what you want. You want continuous development no matter where you're at. You want to feel like the people that are coaching you are continuing to want your best. And I felt that from Joe. And you get that from Bobby day in, day out. Like, Bobby is always, you know, requiring the best out of you no matter what. So I'm super excited to get back with them, too.
Character of it.
Yeah, we didn't get to like chop it up too much in detail, but I definitely got to see him, got to show him some love, got to tell him welcome being here. And, you know, I've known him for a little bit. So, you know, to be able to, you know, continue to get to know him and develop together within that safety room, within the building of Buffalo, will be super exciting. So, you know, I'm excited to just push everybody in the room, you know, for greatness, you know, demand the best out of everybody no matter what, because ultimately that'll get the best out of, you know, our team and get us where we want to go.
Did you see the end of the basketball game the other night with the call?
I missed it, but I went to a Pitt game a couple weeks ago versus Georgia Tech, and it was crazy officiating. It was crazy officiating. Coach Capo almost came out of his Nikes. And I was right there with him, man, because it was a lot of stuff that came down that held us from getting that win. But, you know, shout out Pitt basketball. Shout out the whole university. Held a Pitt.